Hello everyone, this is Carly on Flysham Radio, and today is the 18th of August, which means, yeah, we've already came back to Japan, and then it's been like 2 weeks or something, I think, and, well, still, now we are in London to record this radio show, but I think, by the time this radio show is going to be broadcasted, we're going to be very sad, I think. But anyway, we are having a party tonight, like, all get together and to get drinks, and then, yeah, I hope that is going to be good. So, and we are having a special guest, very, very, very special guest, and really like an important person for us, Hibiki Ichikawa. And we are going to talk about his new album, which was released already in the end of June. Yeah, okay, so today's first song is from that new album called Shami Sensational, and the song is called Akita Daikokumai. Enjoy it!
皆さん、はじめまして。僕ら川崎を中心に活動しています、弾き語りユニット
ホッコリです。
今回9月10日渋谷グラッドにて
200人ワンマンライブを開催します。結成4周年記念も兼ねていますので、
ぜひぜひ足をお運びください。
Welcome back to Flysham Radio, and the song which we've already played was today's guest Hibiki Ichikawa, and the song is called Akita Daikokumai. I hope you liked it. So now we're going to have Hibiki-san. よろしくお願いいたします。
Hello everybody, my name is Hibiki Ichikawa.
I play Japanese instruments, Kobutsugaru shamisen.
Yes, thank you so much. So, yeah, I mean, like, I think some people don't know about you on this radio show, I think. So, like, maybe you can talk about yourself more, like, where are you living and what kind of music you... Well, obviously, like, people now listen to that your song, but maybe you can talk about a bit more about your songs.
About the song?
Yeah, and then where you are living and...
In London?
What's Tsugaru Shamisen? Because, like, some people who listen to this radio show live in other countries, like, such as America.
Oh, okay, I see, understood. Yeah. Okay, right. So let me introduce. I play Japanese instrument, like three strings instrument called shamisen. This instrument was born, of course, it was in Japan, mm-hmm. 500 years ago. But my shamisen is a different style as usual. So my Tsugaru shamisen was born in Aomori, which is the northern part of Japan, in 150 years ago. So, but I was not born in Aomori. I was born different country in Japan. So I started this instrument 14 years ago. So, but anyway, I have been living in London since 2011.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah, it's okay. Thank you so much. Yeah. Well, why I asked Hibiki-san to introduce himself up, because usually like a performers who play like a Japanese traditional instruments, they usually live inside in Japan, and it's I think it's kind of rare that a player live in some other countries.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's why I wanted to. Yeah, so yeah, you actually released a new album.
Yes.
Shami Sensational.
Yes, my current album is called Shami Sensational. Yes.
Then, what was the concept for this album?
Concept? Yeah. It looks obviously it's a sensational album, I hope. So, I put, of course, Japanese folk music and also kind of like modern music, which is my I composed, and also another one song is your colleague composed, Mikuro. It's called 3-6, no, 3-9-6.
3-9-6.
Yes, your colleague composed. So
what?
Yes,
really?
He composed actually.
How was it? Speak English, please.
なんだって?
Mikuro.
どうだった? Good.
Thank you.
頑張って.
Yeah, actually. Can I say something?
Yeah, of course.
So, actually, when I always compose something, I have no idea to compose kind of like electronic music. So that's why I asked him to compose kind of like electronic music.
I see.
So, and also, when he finished the songs, I was so surprised that it's such a good, really songs.
Yeah, like as everyone can see that, because usually like a traditional instruments perform on its own, but like Hibiki-san style is he collaborate with other style of music such as electric or rock music, and then yeah, that's why like yeah he was talking like that now, and then yeah. Akio-san helped about that to compose.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Okay. So, as you see, because yeah, that's you know, like I said earlier, usually like a traditional instruments like it plays on its own, but Hibiki-san collaborate with other instruments such as like an electric guitar.
Yes.
But I just want to ask you that why you started this kind of style of music?
Okay, yeah, because before I started shamisen, of course I was interested in kind of like rock music. So that's why, yeah, when I compose always not just traditional music, I always like I inspired of other kind of music, world music, rock music. So that's why, Yeah, automatically, I always compose kind of like a modern music.
Really? I didn't know that, actually, like, because I thought you are not interested in any like rock or metal music. But actually, you are...
Yeah, I'm still like kind of music.
Wow. That's good, yeah? But yeah, that's why maybe you came to London?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. How is your life in London?
Yeah, I'm really enjoyed living here in London. So I usually teach the shamisen to my students. And also weekends sometimes I perform at Japanese culture events or like a kind of a local event, local music event. Yeah, I'm really happy that here.
I see, thank you so much. So maybe now it's time to play today's second song. And this is also from a shamisen show. And the song is called Lua. Enjoy it. Fashion Radio, that was today's guest, Hibiki Ichikawa with Lua. ということで、ウェルカムバックでございます、Hibiki さん。
はい。
はい。So,
英語ね、そこは。
はい、たまに入る、
たまに日本語入るんですね。
So, sometimes, yeah, you speak in, even in Japanese and in English version, yeah. I think it's so useful for people, it's for listeners to learn Japanese, I think.
Okay.
I just try to make excuses. Anyway, so as you are living in London,
yeah,
I think it's kind of like rare to find someone play shamisen.
Yes.
In London, yeah. And then he is actually, you know, like you are Japanese, pure Japanese, and living in London.
Yeah.
So, and then you said like you have this lessons, your teacher,
yes,
and you have a student.
Yes.
How that happened? Why you started it?
when I was in Japan, I was living very countryside city, so I couldn't survive as a shamisen artist. If I was living in Tokyo, maybe I could survive, but so I was kind of like frustrated. I wanted to teaching and I wanted to perform.
I see.
When I moved to England, finally I could teach to, of course, Japanese people and English people and also other countries' people. So it automatically, so my kind of like my dream. So that's why I'm really happy to teach to everyone in London.
I see. So because you active as a performer,
yes,
as an artist as well.
Yes.
But you already wanted to be like a teacher.
Yeah.
Can I say teacher? Or いいのかな先生って意味でいいんですかね伝える人マスター伝道伝道なんていうのかなそういうの伝える人伝道師違う Anyway, like I said, you want to, always wanted to be teacher as well.
Yes, yes. Of course, I wanted to let people know about this instrument.
I see. So you wanted to spread shamisen
exactly
culture to
yes
more people.
Yeah.
I see. And then you think now it's getting be more like a bigger?
The students.
Yeah, I mean like a shamisen culture.
Shamisen culture? Yes, actually, yeah, now, also I'm teaching in German as well.
Germany as well?
Yes.
What do you mean? Like, so you go there?
Yes, I go to in Berlin twice a month, three times in a year.
Wow.
Yes, no. だから twice a year か。
Twice a year.
Yeah.
That's a lot, I think.
Yeah, because there is a shamisen group which all of the people are from Germany people.
Really?
But there is no teacher, so that's why they found me and also they asked me to teach, learn the shamisen.
That's nice. Like, so there is a huge community, for shamisen community in Berlin.
In Berlin.
But they don't have any teacher there.
Exactly. So
that's like, why they invite you.
Yes.
What kind of things...usually do in Germany? I mean, like, you guys have this, how to say, like a huge group lesson or something?
Yes, yes. I usually, if I go there, I always give kind of group lesson, big group lesson. So, and also sometimes performance with the Berlin people, Berlin students. So, but unfortunately, it's quite, how to say, it's not difficult to teach individual lesson. So that's why sometimes Berliner students come to London to
really?
Have individual lesson. Yeah, they are very, very keen to learn the shamisen.
I see. Yeah. That's amazing. Wow. So it's not only about London, but also like in some other countries in Europe, like they...
Yes.
How to say, like, the shamisen culture is getting bigger.
Yes, exactly, yeah. At the moment, I'm teaching just in German. But sometimes I go to other countries to perform.
To perform.
Yes, I've been to Poland, also France. And actually, I'm going to Morocco in November.
Really?
To perform.
That's
it is
great.
First time to visit there. I'm so excited.And really scary.
Don't worry! You're gonna be fine, I'm sure.
Okay.
You're an amazing performer, so. But do you have any idea why people suddenly started liking shamisen culture?
I think people who are interested in shamisen found kind of like a Japanese culture. For example, Naruto.It's animation. Maybe they used shamisen sound, like of the songs.
Yeah.
So then maybe people heard about sound of the shamisen. Then maybe they might search of the shamisen sound. Then they googled maybe shamisen England, shamisen London. Then maybe they found me.
I see. That's great. Yeah.It's like an anime 文化が animation culture is,
yes.
Yeah, could be the reason for so many things, I think. Not only like anime style or like arts, but also like music as well.
Yes,
now.
And also maybe quite old people usually watched kind of Kurosawa movie, and they found sound of shamisen. and maybe they searched shamisen in London. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. I think that could be the reason, I think. And like in Japanese version of this radio show, you just told us like it's kind of difficult to get shamisen, the instruments in this country.
Yes. No. So it's impossible to get shamisen in Europe, even Europe. So I always import from Japan shamisen items.
So like when you get a new student, so you import shamisen from.
Exactly,
Tokyo.
Usually. So about the first lesson, maybe a few time lesson, I can lend my spare of shamisen to the student. But of course, the student usually gets own shamisen. So then I will help them to get shamisen. Yes, because I have a good shamisen in Sagamihara.
That's really interesting. Yeah. So, okay, so we are going back to talk about your new album now.
Yes.
And you, Akiyoshi, as well. Yeah. Okay. So, we had this event called the Japanese Summer Party on 19th of July, and we had so many people there. And you performed there as well.
Yes.
And then, with Mochi.
Yeah.
And with Akiyoshi. And Koichi and Kai as well.
Yeah.
How was it? How did you feel about that?
Yes, I really, really enjoyed performing with them because usually I don't have any band. So it was a good opportunity to perform kind of like with Western instruments. So, and also in particular, I really, really enjoyed playing the lua.
That was actually really amazing. And then by the time I was really drunk, by the way. But I remember everything what happened. And then I remember that because I like rock music. So when that, you know, you guys started playing lua, I was really excited.
And then, but like a kind of like a Kaizu band. Yeah, like a his band.
Why? Because he was okay. Standing in center, I think.
Yeah.
But I was really into the stage and I almost forgot to take a video, even though I was holding a camera. So I actually recorded only like a half of it, half of the stage. And then, yeah, even I still look back at the camera and the video.
Thank you.
To remind about that. Cool, thank you. So, do you have any plans to go to Japan to perform?
At the moment, actually, I don't have any performance in Japan, but I hope to perform in Japan one day.
Yeah, please, just come to Japan, and people should know that who is Hibiki Ichikawa.
Thank you.
And what he can do, I mean, what you can do. Yeah, thank you so much. So, yeah. This is a very important announcement that you can buy Hibiki's song on iTunes and any other download sites, like iTunes
and Amazon MP3
as well. Okay, so maybe we can put a link on this page, and if you like today's two songs, then you just please go to that link and buy his songs, and it's already on sale. Thank you. ということで今日は以上で、
はい、ありがとうございました。
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
So we had Hibiki-san as a guest today. It was kind of like weird for me because when I was living in London, like we used to organize event together, so we know each other for 4-5 years now. Then like this is our first time to have him as a guest, so I had so many questions. Like I wanted to ask about the Gakunoa's time as well, and then this new album as well, and himself as well. So I'm pretty sure that we're gonna have him again one day to talk about himself more. So yeah, this Russian radio show is broadcasted on every Tuesday and Thursday. On Tuesday we speak in Japanese, and Thursday we speak in English. I hope that if you're interested in, I hope that you guys listen to Japanese version on Tuesday as well. So thank you, bye.